Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Oakland City Council member Lauren Taylor will be the first candidate to file papers officially to run for mayor this time around, and he says he's doing that later this morning. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Metier. Phil, thank you as always. Lauren Taylor may be first to file officially, but this is looking like it's a pretty crowded field of people running for mayor. We have that right?
You're absolutely right. East Oakland City Councilman Lauren Taylor, an engineer by profession, a city councilman since 2018, who by, you know, anybody's measure outside the Bay Area would probably be a flaming liberal progressive, but here he's seen as a moderate simply because he said he was opposed to defunding the police until there was some sort of alternative, is the first to actually go down and sign up. But there are about 14 other candidates out there vying and getting ready to run as well. They include Trevor Reed, who is the daughter of former Oakland City Council member Larry Reed. We've got Xing Tao, who is an Oakland City Council woman who represents the hills of Oakland. We got an ACLU lawyer, Alicia Victory. We've got Derek So, a homeless advocate. We've got a long-time friend of Kamala Harris's, Derek Johnson. And we've got a former city council member and mayoral candidate, Ignacio de la Fuente. So it's quite a mix of people out there getting ready to run to replace Libby Schaft, who is termed out this year.
And that brings us to what Libby Schaft can do for the rest of her term and how this might impact what's going on with the A's when we get a new mayor.
Well, it's going to be very interesting because she's got to, among these people, the question is, does she endorse? Will her endorsement matter? And the other big question is the Oakland A's and the Howard Terminal. By now, the Oakland A's hope to have the deal wrapped up and all approved, in part to keep it from becoming an issue in the mayor's race. Now the issue of the ballpark and public money in the ballpark are going to be front and center going forward. But it's interesting, as everybody kicks off right now, this race actually started behind the scenes back last March when then State Assemblyman Rob Bonta, who represents Alameda, was picked by Gavin Newsom to become Attorney General. His wife, Mia Bonta, decided to run for that seat, and so did Xing Tao, who is in the hills of Oakland now running for mayor. The connection there? Labor groups weren't looking for a split on that vote, so they sort of cut a deal behind the scenes that said, look, if Mia Bonta gets the blessing to go for the state assembly and you stay out of that race, we'll back you for mayor. And that's put Xing Tao, who's otherwise little known, in the front of the pack in terms of the insider's bets on who is the front runner.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Metier.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.